Hello, everybody, and welcome to the WDW Main Street Podcast. This podcast is being brought to you by Elite Vacation Homes. If you want a home in the Central Florida area for any size family to visit Walt Disney World, Universal, or any of the other Orlando attractions, contact Elite Vacation Homes at elitevacationhomes.com. Show is also being brought to you by David's Vacation Club Rentals. If you want to stay at any of the DVC properties at Walt Disney World, Disneyland, Hawaii at Alani, Hilton Head Island, Vero Beach, or any of the other Disney resorts, contact DVCByRequest.com. Again, David's Vacation Club Rentals, DVCRequest.com. Show's also being brought to you by Scooter Vacations. If you need a scooter at any of the Disney World resorts, contact Scooter Vacations at ScooterLando.com. And last but not least, our great friends over at American Tourist Travel. If you want to book any Disney travel vacation, contact us at American Tourist Travel. I can help you personally. We also book anywhere else in the world you want to go. So please, guys, if you want to check out any of our sponsors, head over to our website. It's all in WDW. Now we're going to hop on the train and head over to the pub. Have a great day.
Your attention, please. The Walt Disney World Railroad, now boarding for a scenic trip around the Magic Kingdom. Board!
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the WDW Main Street Podcast. I'm joined again by our good buddy, Dan. Pull up a stool.
Hey, Doug, how you doing today?
I'm doing well. It's nice to have you back again.
Yeah, I liked it so much the other night, I decided to come back again.
I'll tell you what, Judith is going to love this, boy. She would like to get rid of me and just have you all the time.
Yeah, the voice of reason is back.
Yes. Everybody loves Dennis. But no, all kidding aside, it's nice to have you again. Our buddy Johnny, he just sent us a picture. He's getting ready to check in the Pirates of the Caribbean for his shift today.
Yeah, yeah. I think he was saying the other night he worked a train this morning, I think, and then over to Pirates for the afternoon shift. So he's busy down at Walt Disney World making guests happy.
Yeah, what it is he worked – I'll correct you, but I don't usually do this. So
no,
but I will. He had to work all day Saturday on the train, which he was happy about. Now, today it's Pirates and tomorrow's Pirates. But he picked up a shift on the train, and he said he was really excited about it, which, like, you don't realize what you got till it's gone, Dennis.
I guess so, yeah. That old saying comes true more often than not, and we all say how we'd love to work at Disney World, which I would in some capacity, but I think sometimes too much of a good thing might not be a good thing, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, you got to try. He liked the idea now of the laid-backness of the train. At first, you know, I think he enjoyed the train. I think he's leaning towards the train now, but he's going to have to stay at Pirates for a while. But I think if you had to put him on a lie detector test, I think he likes the train more.
Yeah, yeah. I think he's, you know, there's more to do and more responsibility, I'm assuming, on the train. And it probably gets a little monotonous on any of those, not just Pirates, but any of those older attractions that have the repetitive music and singing. And after a 6 or 8 hour shift, that must grate on you a bit.
Yeah, I think the relaxedness of being on the train and just hearing clickety clack and chilling fits us old men a little better than hearing yo-ho, yo-ho, it's a pirate's life for me 1,000 times.
Right, right. Plus. But I hope he's having fun, though. I mean, at the end of the day, he is working and he's at Disney World, so how bad can it be, right?
Nah, he loves the nostalgia of being at the, he calls it the big leagues over at the Magic Kingdom.
Big leagues, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, going in through the unit tellers and all that. It's probably really, really cool.
Oh, so, yeah.
Before we continue on, I want to wish two of our friends had birthdays this week. Yeah, actually, yesterday. I think it was Saturday. Robbie and Robbie Bottom from out in Disney, out in, for our Disneyland correspondent, our buddy Robbie. It was his birthday.
Oh, yeah.
So happy birthday, Robbie. He's going to be heading to Disney World very soon to check out Food and Wine. And
nice.
Then our friend Jen from over at the Happiest Vlogs, she had a birthday this week. So happy birthday to you guys. And anybody else did, happy birthday to you.
Yeah, happy birthday, everyone.
Yeah, so looks like Florida's going to dodge another storm, thank goodness.
Always out with this, and I haven't really been paying attention to the weather. Is there one coming in on the East Coast? Is that it?
Yeah, it looks like it's going to turn and do the same thing, but go a little further out to sea. So we're fingers crossed, keep it away from everyone. Just send her out to sea, please.
Yeah, this time of year it's tough because, as we know, it's a heavy vacation time for a lot of people, especially in the Northeast and the Midwest, and that can really throw a monkey wrench into your plans if you have one of those storms bearing down on, you know, the Florida area or down south anywhere, because you got to plan for it and you got to listen to it, and you know, occasionally they do come on, come on land in Florida, and that can definitely screw up your week's vacation that you've been waiting for a year or sometimes longer for.
Yeah, I had a mess up this week. I was headed to work Friday. You know, you have a newer car. You have a newer Kia.
Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
I have a Kia. And mine does this. Every time I plug in my phone, it starts playing a song or whatever I had on last. Does yours do that?
Yeah, I know what you mean. Yep.
Well, dude, I had it in the cradle. I put it up in the cradle. I plug it in. It's like 6 o'clock in the morning. I'm headed to work. And all of a sudden, a TV show that I had playing starts playing on the screen. But I had the music down. It's 6 o'clock in the morning. I was just plugging the phone in to make sure it's charged all the way before I get to work. Well, here it's playing a TV show. Well, here a cop's behind me. He pulls me over for distracted driving.
Oh, boy.
And it's a ticket between $200 and $400. And it's no points, thank goodness, from everything I'm reading. But I'm telling him, dude, he goes, you were watching. I said, I wasn't watching. I might have glanced over, but the volume was off, and I was going to turn it off. But I'm like, just wake. I'm going to work, man.
Right, right.
And he's like,
He gave you the ticket, though?
Yeah, so I'm going to him. I said, listen, he goes, I said, it just played, and I didn't shut it off. I wasn't watching. He goes, that's the story you're going with. I seen it on. I said, so he leaves. I said, so you're calling me a liar? He goes, well, I don't know what you are, but I don't believe that. I said, so you're basically calling me a liar. I said, no, sir, I didn't have it. It went on accidentally. And I'm like, now I'm getting upset. Well, then he leaves. He goes back to the car. He brings me back the ticket. And he goes, it will be a ticket. And it's a mandatory court appearance.
Oh, boy.
So
you're going to miss
a day's
work.
Yeah, on top of this. And now it could be, you know, $700-$800 ticket.
Wow.
It's crazy.
That does stink.
Finish up. What were you going to say, Dan?
No, I was just going to say, with my car, it's a 2019. They got what they call CarPlay, and I have to plug it into a Zip charger, like, you know, for your iPhone, in order to connect to the that's how my phone, address book and all that. You have no choice. So it's not voluntary. I have to plug it in each time I get into the car in order to, you know, be able to use all the functions and features on the phone. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And that's exactly what mine does. Mine plugs in and does the same thing.
Right.
And it's, Dennis, it's so annoying that it plays. Like, this one song continuously comes on.
Right.
And I want to get rid of it, but I think it's one of Brenda's, so I don't want to delete it from our file.
Right.
So the reason I turn the power off now when I get out of the car. So when I plug it in, whatever turns on, I don't know what's playing until I turn the volume on. I can at least get in there. There's nothing like turning the car on and the music's playing. I don't want that.
Right,
I hit the power off to the radio. So that's why I didn't really even mess with the movie. And I have watched. I'm not saying I've never done, but I've watched in park. You know what I'm saying, while you're waiting for somebody or whatever. But
So he
comes back to the car and he hands me the ticket and all. And I said, thanks a lot. I appreciate this. And now I'm going to work today for free. But I said, can I ask you a question? I said, how do you guys drive with those laptops up? And I see you guys typing in as you're riding next to me. How's you not distracted with that big flat screen laptop? He goes, we're going to end this conversation here. I said, you're going to end it here because you're wrong. I said, how's that not distractive driving? You guys can drive behind me, punch in my license plate number into your laptop, and you're okay. Do you take courses to drive while working on computers? Is there one I can take?
Yeah, but you're right. You're absolutely right.
But I'm an ass. You know?
Right. No, but I mean, again, you know, he was getting aggravated, and again, well,
He
I
didn't
don't
have
want to
to
get
give me the
into it.
ticket then.
Exactly. You're a guy going to work trying to make a living, and for him to do that is ridiculous. He could have gave you a warning and been
Yes.
done with it, you know?
Yeah, and so now it's going to cost me and my wife, a few $100
Yeah.
for nothing, and they do the same thing. That's the thing that bothers me then.
Yep. Oh, yeah, you see them all the time. And they got them, what, 13 or 14-inch screens on those things? They're
Absolutely.
huge. Yeah.
How many times have you seen them driving, punching in
Oh,
someone?
all the time. All
And
the time.
so when I do go to my court appearance and I appear in front of the judge, I am going to ask that question.
Yeah, I would.
After it's all said and done, I'm not going to like
Yeah.
totally, but if I
Yeah, don't do
get,
it before you pay your fine.
yeah, if he, but I'm going to ask afterwards because I just, right is right, wrong is wrong, Dan. You can't
Yeah.
have it both ways. It's like your dad telling you not to smoke and drink, and he has a cigarette in his mouth and a beer. You
Right,
listening to him?
yeah. Doesn't really carry any weight, you
No,
know?
it doesn't. So, anyway,
Yeah.
let's go to some more depressing things. I'm really depressed about this, Dan. Entertainment cuts coming across Walt Disney World, including The Muppets Presents Great Moments in American History. They're taking
That's
away
going.
more of our entertainment, Dennis.
Boy, you know, and I've never even seen that yet, so.
And I really
When,
enjoyed it.
yeah, I thought I remembered you saying that you thought it was pretty well done. What's the date they're taking it away, or have they already?
October 6th.
Oh, okay. So I guess if I really did want to see it, as long as I go the first or second day of my vacation, I might be able to see it before it ends.
Yeah, and the sad part of it is, Dan, is it's like it's a good show. I'm not like saying it's Illuminations or anything like that, but it kind of like the streetmosphere when you're walking along and you're
Yeah.
walking in front of Hall of Presidents. I've seen it a few times now, and all of a sudden you see Miss Piggy hanging out the window or Kermit. You get into it, or Bald
Right,
Eagle. You know
'cause
what I'm saying? You enjoy it.
it's kind of a spontaneous thing. Like you don't seek it out. If you just happen to be at the right place at the right time, and you might stay and watch it for a bit.
Yeah, I usually finish watching because it's funny. They have some cute jokes. It's what makes Disney Disney. I was telling Brenda
Right.
this, and she's very sad about it because she loves, like we've talked a million times, with Streetmosphere, with the movie
Right,
directors and all
right.
that stuff.
Yeah.
Then you never looked for them. When they popped up, you just stayed and watched. When you seen the car driving down the road with the cowboy and
Yep.
all in it, and they pulled over and just started, you watched, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. When you see the cop come down and start hassling somebody or the director, I mean, yeah, that's what Disney is known for, and that's one of the best things about it, I think.
Yeah, so they're doing budget cuts now because they're a little behind because attendance is down. The
No.
$76.8 billion they made last quarter, or whatever. And I know, Pat, I love you. It might be 74.2 if you want to email me the exact number. You feel free. Our buddy at the Mickey Dudes loves being my fact-checked artist.
He's a
Yeah,
fact checker,
I might need his internship's almost done. I might have to start paying him.
huh?
The Muppets presents great moments in American history. The Royal Majesty Maker will both close at the Magic Kingdom and Move It, Shake It, Dance and Play It Street Party will also reduce to two shows per day. And that's at the Magic Kingdom. At Disney Hollywood Studios, the recent open Lightning McQueen's Pit Crew and Incredible Super Shindig will both close. Hakuna Matata time at Disney's Animal Kingdom will end. The reductions are expected to go into effect before October 6th.
Uh-oh.
Disney is yet to make any official announcement on these changes. But it's sad, dude. It really is. Like you said, that's what makes Disney Disney.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think the only thing I can hope for is maybe this, you know, something else will come in its place. You know, not in the location, but in lieu of. Sometimes you'll come up with something else, but I don't know.
Yeah, it's sad. Hey, Dan, you're excited about this? Reservations are now open for the 2019 Jingle Bell Jingle Bam Holiday Dessert Party.
Yeah, unfortunately, I won't be there for the holidays, so I'm not too amped up about that. How much is this one?
Oh, geez, let me read it. Reservations are now open for the 2019 Jingle Bell Jingle Bam Holiday Dessert Party at Hollywood Studios. Like last year, a ticket will get you access to a dessert party along with a reserve viewing for Wonderful World of Disney Animation and Holiday Fireworks and Projection Show, Jingle Bell, Jingle Bam. Holiday-inspired snacks will include warm cheese, fondue, and pretzel bread, roasted onion dip with kettle chips, winter spice trail mix, Yule log cake, caramel apple verrine, and more. There will also be festival holiday cookies and assorted beverages, such as gingerbread, martini, and hot chocolate. A character meet and greet will also be part of the experience. Pricing for this year, can you believe that? It has increased. I can't believe it.
Ooh, what a shock.
It has increased by $10.
Wow.
So, anyway, November 8th through the 21st, 2019, is $89 per adult, $53 per child. Tax and gratuity is included. December 22nd through January 1st, it's $99 because it's even more special. That extra $10
yeah.
they charge, they do so much more for you. I guess the gingerbread's made even fresher for you or something?
Yeah, that must be it.
Yes. And then January 2nd through the 5th, it goes back down to $89, so I guess they take all the perks away.
Yeah, they leave the stale cookies that didn't get eaten from the night before. They reuse them the next day. That's why.
And again, under this logic, right, Christmas is already over and the new year. Don't you think the price should be less now? It should be maybe $79 if it's after the holidays.
You would think.
I mean, that's the logic they give you. It's $89 up to the 21st because it's not the week of yet. So we can hit our head for the extra. So how about the, like, after a show is played a lot of times or after something, like even cars, after that year's model's over with, don't the prices go down drastically?
Yep, they usually do.
But under Disney, they put it right back to
$89. Yeah, that's so nice of them.
Yeah, so you win for this, Dennis? $99 for a gingerbread cookie?
No, I'm going to pass on this one.
Dude, I mean, I think Judith has done these before, and God bless her, and I love her and Tommy. But it isn't about I don't think it's great viewing and all that. It's just the principle of paying $89 for a couple desserts. Like, dude, you know how much you have to eat to justify that? And
yeah,
I'm not a sweets eater.
Yeah, it's probably not probably, it isn't worth it from a, you know, what you get perspective. I guess, you know, the best you could say is it might give you better viewing, or if whatever character is going to be there, if that happens to be one of your favorites, it gives you access to get some good pictures. But other than that, I don't really see the value from the food and drink perspective.
No, I like it better the way they do I can't even think right now, over at Christmas time,
Very Merry Christmas Party?
No, at Epcot, when they do the, with all the speakers, I'm losing my mind over there.
Not the Osborne, them are gone.
No, you're not helping me here. Everybody,
no,
all of our listeners
backwards.
Are screaming, the Candlelight Processional.
There you go.
My goodness, my brain hit 50 and it's freezing. Everybody out there, I can hear all of our listeners screaming at all 10 of them, telling me Candlelight Processional.
There
but
you go.
I don't mind that as far as if you, I wish they'd do more of, I could see it more for that money. If you're eating dinner at Le Cellier or Tutu Italia or something like that, you do that where you get the voucher for the seat.
Yeah, and you're getting a fantastic show, in my view, that's quite lengthy. And, you know, there's some, in my view, there's value there. And then depending on who the guest speaker is or whatever, you know, it could be even better. If it's somebody you care to hear, read it, you know, there is some value there.
But I got to eat. So I'll be eating the dinner out anyway. So I'm going to enjoy my dinner at La Cellier anyway. And all it's doing is giving me a seat. But I'm okay with that. But just $89 for dessert, it better be the best damn dessert I've ever had.
Yeah. Well, and we've said it before, you know, if you have a typical family that's going down and you've already bought park tickets and hoppers or whatever, you know, you start adding, you know, $90 times two or four or six, however many are in your family. That's some significant money there on top of what you've already spent for your vacation. So at least with my family, we couldn't afford too many of them, if any, just with paying for everything we have to pay to get a week's vacation down there, you know?
100%, Dennis. 100%. We've done them before, but they aren't as special as they used to be, any of these parties, in my opinion.
No, and, you know, we used to try to do, not so scary, at least every other year and all that. But we really haven't even done that lately either, because it's just getting so expensive. And you know, and we'll talk about this to the cows come home here. And it's not as exclusive as it used to be. You know, it used to be when you paid your extra money, you really did feel you were getting the value of the Magic Kingdom to yourself, almost. Not yourself, but it seemed that way, where there was virtually no lines. A lot of the e-attractions were open, and you had all the extra parade and you know, trick-or-treating, et cetera, but now they've gotten greedy, and they seems like they're letting hundreds of thousands of people in. It's not the intimate little thing it once was, so it's not worth it from that perspective, in my view.
No, you're waiting in line again. Like, you did hear us talk about, or maybe you didn't, they have the other ticket now where you can go to every night except for Halloween night. And I forget the number. It's like $250 or something like that, or $289. Yeah. It was some number where you can go to every party if you want to except for the Halloween day. Now,
right.
And me and John were talking on the show, and if they're offering that ticket, how do they know how many people's at the party then?
Right.
If you
right,
go to as many times as you want.
There's no blackout, so everyone that bought one of them can show up, plus whatever they sold for that day, right?
100%. So, I mean, but I'm saying, how can they even control the crowds, not knowing how many of those people are? You don't know what day those annual pass for the party is coming, holder.
Right, right. But again, it just shows you they're just greedy and getting that extra money, and they don't care that you have to wait in line for Pirates or whatever it might be, an hour and 15 minutes on a party night that you paid extra for, plus your park hopper that you already had because you bought it before you got there. They don't care.
Yeah, and I know you're with us on the letting them in, the party people, at 7 o'clock at night. That's just, it's a joke, dude.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we've said it time and time again. When you go down there, you really got to watch your party nights and plan your week out, because if you only have one Magic Kingdom night, you could be getting thrown out at 6:30, 7 o'clock because it's a party night, and could screw up your whole day.
And even when they let you in the 9, if there is a party there now, then they let the party goers, they're allowed in at 7. They can't go on a ride till 9. But they're allowed in to eat, drink, and get in your way in the stores and stand. And they're allowed to watch the fireworks and get in your way for the fireworks. So now there's double the crowd for the fireworks. And you wonder why there's – Dennis, the last few times down there at the Magic Kingdom, I haven't even watched the fireworks. When I was with you, remember, we couldn't even get near them.
Yeah, the hub is just gridlock.
Dude, I remember what and I know everybody will say old fuddy duddy duggy, but dude, don't you remember years ago when you and the kids could find a nice place to stand and just enjoy it?
Yep. And you could do it, you know, maybe even up to 30 minutes, you know, in front, 30 minutes before the fireworks or whatever. You could find a reasonable place somewhere on Main Street or in the hub area. And that was before they widened it, too. Now they've widened it, and it's still a mass of humanity hours before the fireworks even go off.
And what cracks you up is they put all that fake grass in there, which was supposed to be for you to be able to sit down and chill and watch a firework. You can't do that because there's 8,000 people standing in front of you.
Yeah, yeah.
It's basically useless. It's a standing room only area.
Never worked as they intended it. You're right. And you were supposed to be this nice, serene little green areas where you could, like you said, sit down and have a slice of pizza or a hot dog from Casey's or whatever and
enjoy.
Yeah, you can't do that.
No, it's insane. I mean, I think we screamed and yelled on the show last time because Brenda got claustrophobic. That's why they widened everything. They tend to do a lot of stuff after we complain on this show, don't they?
Yeah, yeah, we have a pretty good track record for that.
Dennis, us old guys, speaking of being old, Disney offers first look at Guardians of the Galaxy's Cosmic Rewind Omni Coaster ride vehicle. You can watch a video of this, dude. These coasters are crazy.
Now, this is going where Ellen was, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
You know, Mama got a new pair of shoes over there with this ride getting ready to go. It's going to go from one really cool ride vehicle to this crazy ride vehicle.
So this is a legitimate roller coaster, or we're just seeing the ride vehicle at this point?
No, it's a legitimate roller coaster.
Yeah, I don't do well with roller coasters, so I don't know if I'm going to be doing this or not.
Yeah. Okay, Disney took the wraps off Guardians of the Galaxy Rewind ride vehicle, dubbed the Omnicoaster. The roller coaster vehicles are unique as they can rotate 360 degrees and can even launch in reverse. Dude, bring your bag with you. At Guardians of the Galaxy Classic Rewind, the adventure will start in the Galaxium, a planetarium-like exhibition that explores the similarities and mysteries of formations of Earth, Galaxy, and Xander. You'll be invited to learn more about Xander's treasures until the moment when the Guardians of the Galaxy arrive and the adventure across the cosmos ensues. The attraction opens in 2021. I mean, go on YouTube and look up the coasters. They're pretty wild looking, dude.
Yeah, I'll have to check it out. I wonder if they're going to use the soundtrack from the movie.
Yeah, they're going to use all that music then.
No, that's good.
But it's pretty cool.
I like
cool.
that music.
Like the coaster itself, the platform of the vehicle is hooked to the tracks, and the two coasters rotate on that platform vehicle.
Okay. So, I see what you're saying.
So yeah. You'll still be moving forward as the thing is spinning. But I think it'll also let you look at what the scenes are. Kind of like the Doom Buggies do on Star Wars.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, they're like the Doom Buggies on the Haunted Mansion. But for some reason, I think they're going to move a hell of a lot faster.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. It's not going to be like Slinky Dog or something like that. It's going to be more intense, you think?
Yeah, I do too, dude.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I think it's going to be like Space Mountain kind of in Rock and Roller Coaster.
Right, right.
A little bit more. So
I suppose I'll have to do it at least once. I got to do it, but I don't know. We'll
100%.
See.
I could see me doing around 10, 11 o'clock is going to be the perfect time for me. Because
breakfast is down.
Yes, it'll let it settle. I won't be going on an empty stomach. And it'll be give me an hour or so before lunch, I can eat again.
Yeah, yeah. That's a good strategy, I think.
Yes, you got to plan it perfectly. We should have gone to this one next. Magic Kingdom, we should have gone to that one right after the other dessert party. I didn't see both of these. Magic Kingdom fireworks dessert party prices increase coming in the new year. Increases. Oh, can you believe that, Dan?
Yeah, wow. That's so out of character for them.
Yeah, they're just saying it's here we go. The Magic Kingdom fireworks dessert party is set for a hefty price increase in the new year. For Tomorrowland Terror, seating currently priced through January 31st, 2020 is 80 for adults and 50 for children. Beginning February 1st, the price jumps to $99 and $59.
$99. Just call it $100.
Yeah, just call it thievery. For the Plaza Garden viewing, current price is $69 and $41. Beginning on February 1st, it'll go up to $79 and $47. We have to stop doing these. I'm $99 for a dessert party to see the fireworks?
Yeah. Family of four, there's four bills just to see the fireworks. And I'd find a place somewhere to watch them. Rather than pay $400 to see them, there's no way. I'm not doing that.
It's just an extra upcharge, dude. I mean, everything is an upcharge anymore. I mean, I don't know why they just don't go to the point where to get on Seven Dwarfs Mine Train is $50.
Right, right.
To get on Peter Pan is 48. If you want to do, it's a small road, $10 a person. I mean, why don't they just do it that way? Just like be done with it already. Just tell us how money hungry they are.
Yep. Yeah. And then you've always made the point for years, you know, for the family that can't afford it, you know, they got to look their kids in the eye. How come we can't stand up front, daddy? And, you know, some other family, just because they have the means to pay for it, gets to, you know, see it at the best possible viewing position, and you got to tell your kids, oh, we got to, you know, stand in this bush over in, you know, one of the other areas of the Magic Kingdom. I don't know. It's just an equity thing. It used to be you paid your money to get in, and everyone had fair and even access to
100%.
Everything.
100%. That's the way it was supposed to be. Again, it's showing the younger generation, if you can pay for it, working hard doesn't matter. It's just if you have the money to pay for it. Because working hard to do something means it used to be if you wanted to see the parade, you wouldn't sit there an hour and a half ahead of time. Am I right, then? You found a spot, you put your time in, and you did it. Nowadays, it's, just pay for it, and you butt in front of these people that waited an hour and a half anyway.
Yeah.
And what happened to the days of just going to the ice cream on the Main Street ice cream, the ice cream parlor, getting an ice cream cone, and going and sit down and watch the fireworks?
Yeah, to me, that's the way I used to like it. And you remember, when you once you purchase your tickets, your park hoppers, or if you were lucky enough to get an annual pass back in the day or whatever, you knew you had access to all four parks, whatever you wanted to do, you know, aside from eating, you know, in a restaurant or something. But you knew that that was your ticket to the, you know, Disney World, and you didn't have to worry about anything, you know?
No, 100%.
Parties were rare and far and few between, you know? Back, you know, you remember back in the day, all they had was the Halloween and then the Christmas party. But those were just a handful of dates, you know, each year. And as we know, the last 10 or 15 years, that number of dates has increased more and more and more. And the number of parties has increased more and more and more.
Yep. And the other thing we said here, they're going to break the day in the partial days. Am I right? How long was I saying that, Dennis?
Yeah. You mentioned that years ago.
And now they're doing it. There's an afternoon ticket.
Really?
Yep. Oh, you've seen that before. You haven't seen that yet?
I don't think so. Yeah, I've been.
Go on and read it. I went over that a few weeks ago. That's why I was bringing it up. Yeah, they have an afternoon ticket price now, Dennis, you can buy.
So instead of paying for the full day, you pay for this prorated ticket, but you only can start going in the park like at 1 or 2 or something like that?
Yeah, it's like 12 on.
12 to close or something like that?
Yeah, they broke it up.
I know Epcot used to have a ticket like that, like for locals, I think. It was like, and I may be getting this wrong, but I know I'm not wrong about having the ticket. I think it was like for locals, like after 4 p.m. or something like that. And I think what you're saying, this is a similar thing, but you're saying this is for the for all the parks.
Yeah. You can go to each park, you can do up to a 4-day on this day.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm trying to punch it back up so I can get the
particular. So, but it must be cheaper, I'm assuming, because you technically can't show up at, you know, 8 o'clock in the morning or whatever time a park opens.
Yeah, it's and I mean, I thought about it for Brenda, for like if we went down for 3 or 4 days, because sometimes she don't want to be at the park all day.
Right. Or if you plan your day where you go to breakfast at the resorts or something, and you're not going to head to the parks till, you know, late morning, noonish or whatever, maybe this makes some sense.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to get to the point where I said it a million times. There's going to be an 8 to 4, an 8 to 12, a 12 to 4, a 4 to 8, and an 8 to midnight. There's going to be 4 separate tickets, 4 times a day.
Yeah, now I'm remembering what that ticket was. I think it had something to do with conventioneers. You know how when people go down there for conventions, obviously they're tied up in courses or whatever they're doing for most of the day. So they sold, and this was, I think, just at Epcot, but they sold the prorated tickets so that you could go and enjoy the parks after you got out of your responsibilities for your, you know, whatever you were doing there at the thing. And it was cheaper. I know it was at Epcot. I know for a fact.
It was like a Twilight ticket or something.
Yeah, something like that. Exactly, Doug. So this sounds like kind of an expansion on that thought process.
Yeah, this is back in August 19th is when it was released. That's what I was trying. Disney World Resort announced last week a new ticket offering called the Midday Magic Ticket. Good for admission to the park after 12 p.m. at a discount price. The tickets are available for purchase now and can be used up to December 15, 2019. Guests can use the special ticket at any time at Disney World Parks, Magic Kingdom, Epcot, Hollywood Studios, and Animal Kingdom. Guests can only visit one theme park for a day if you go for this option. The discount ticket options are as follows, tax not included, for ages 10 and older. 2-day tickets starting at $88 per day. So it saves you like $12, Dennis, or $20 or so.
Yeah, but I'm just trying to think. Let's just say Epcot, right? Usually the gates open at 9, right?
Yeah.
So you're only being shut out, if you will, for what, three
3 hours.
9, 10, 11, 12. Yeah, 3 hours. So I don't know. It might be it'd be worth it if you know you had zero plans to go to a park before noontime.
Yeah, and it goes less and less as it goes on. 3 day ticket starting $84 per day. And if you do the 4 day ticket, it's $79 per day. And I think you could also add a park hopper to this. And to compare, a regular 2 day ticket would start at 116 per day instead of 88. So it's like it's a savings. I mean, like I said, for my wife, like if we rented that house again and they only wanted to go at night, you follow me? It would be worth it for 4 days.
Why pay for the morning 3 hours when you know you're not going to be there?
And it stops the rushing or whatever. But the point of it is I've been saying this for years. That I brought it up. You can't say I haven't. I know it's going to go to this, dude. It's getting to the point now. If you look at it this way, now there's three options because there's so many damn parties that you could decide to go all day. You could decide to do the midday one, or you could just do parties, the night
Yeah,
parties.
because why are you gonna, I would probably, and I have done this, just do a resort day on the day we're doing a party, so we don't even go to a park and not burn one of our days on our, whatever ticket we have. In other words, just use your entrance to the party as you're getting into the park for the day, if that makes sense.
Or do a 4 day one and use the 4 days for Epcot and Animal Kingdom in Hollywood Studios, and then just do a party at the Magic Kingdom.
Yeah, there's ways you can get around it if, again, assuming you don't want to be there for rope drop. If rope drop is your thing, then that's not a good option,
No, but as
obviously.
crowded as it's been, but for me and Bran, I love the Magic Kingdom at night anyway. So it would be nice to maybe you do the party day, which is 100 and whatever, $29 or whatever that is, 119 depending on if you have DV pass or whatever your discounts are. And then do the 4 day $79 one.
Yeah, because I'm assuming once you start that, it's the same thing. It expires 14 days after first use, I'm guessing.
Well, no, I think you could spread that out. You could buy 4 days and do them whenever you want.
Oh,
You
okay.
get 4 1-day
So it,
tickets is basically what it is. And it's
so if
good
you
till
did,
December 15th, so I don't think
oh,
they expire.
but you said that already, December
Yeah.
15th,
Yeah.
so they do technically, they do expire.
Yeah, it's just you
In
can
other
only use
words,
it
what I
till
was
then.
getting at, it's not like the old days where you could throw it in your wallet and use it on your next trip next
No,
year. That wouldn't
no,
work.
no. No, they get you that way.
God forbid we, they make it so you can get some value out of your tickets and,
Dude, wasn't that the best? Because I would always, because we would go down for 7 days, most of the time 7 days, and I would always, me and Brenda would always do the 10 day park hopper.
Yeah, you got a
Okay,
couple already for next trip. You
and we're,
already say, no, all I need is 5 days or 4 days, and we got another week.
yeah. So what we would do is we would do the, because I would get discounts, we'd do the 10 day to 10 day, and that would leave us 6 days left for another trip. When we do the double trips, because we do two, three times a year. So what we would do is like some of the years we would do the 2 10-days. We'd have each 6 days left, and then we'd do the. You understand what I'm saying? And then we go to next time, we'd have 6 days.
Yeah. I mean, that used to be one of the best things about Disney tickets. You'd brag, they're good forever. Whenever
Yeah.
you bought your ticket, I don't care if I go 30 years from now, I could get into the park. And for years, that was, something you could always hang your hat on. But those days are long gone now.
And everybody wonders why when I make my next T-shirts up for us, I want to do a hashtag Money Grubbin' and Bob Iger on the back of them.
That got to say that's true.
It's never been truer, and I hate that everybody constantly hates me for being that guy.
Yeah, but you're keeping them honest, and you do love the parks. You say it out of love for the parks, not because you hate Disney World.
Dude, I can't wait to go back, but it's ruining it for me.
Yeah,
Like,
no, it is.
and what cracks me up is if I came to your house and worked, and I wrote you up a contract telling you this is good, and then it wasn't, like you told me these tickets are good forever, and then now they're no longer. I mean, if I get to your house and I'm doing work for you and I'm loyal to you, right? So I had this problem with a mechanic of mine that I ended up getting rid of. Because what happened was he took my loyalty so much that I started noticing him overcharging me for crap just because I never questioned him. And you've been there before, haven't you, Dan?
Oh, yeah, many times.
So how would you like it if somebody's working for you? Like, you love this guy. He's always working on your house, and all of a sudden he's hitting you with all these charges because he feels like he can. I just don't get it.
No. I mean, just because they can doesn't mean they
that's
should,
right.
You know? No. Every ticket says subject to change, so I suppose that's how they cover it, but it still doesn't make it right.
Yeah, and I get yelled at, too, that I think the NFL, if they were smart, they should take the Disney program and they should sell the quarters individually.
Oh, you mean to sponsors and
no, to
advertisers?
You. It's your tickets. You could buy the first quarter, second quarter, third quarter, or fourth, and they kick you out. The fourth quarter should cost more.
Yeah.
They should evacuate the stadium at halftime.
There you go. You got to pay now a new group that wants to pay for the second half comes in.
100%. It don't say anywhere on that ticket you're entitled to a full game. You said
true.
Tickets may change. So what would stop Mr. Your cheese boy from Mr. Kraft? No,
yeah.
The second half, we're going to evacuate the park, and then you're going to have to buy tickets for the second half of the game. It's just what Disney's doing with letting people in for these parties. You already paid for the day, and now I'm going to get inundated with another group of people.
Yeah.
So what's the problem with a football game doing that?
Yeah. Well, like you say, Doug, they're looking for more ways to sell the same. There's only so many hours in a day, and they're trying to sell those hours multiple times to multiple people, if that makes any sense.
But they're still making, dude. They're not losing. The NFL
no.
could do the NFL could cry poor just like Disney is and start doing
right.
that.
Right. They're making billions of dollars, right?
All I know is with the NFL, I know, and everybody's saying that they're and I talk about this because I can. I'm looking for me and Pat both got our butts kicked last week.
Uh-oh.
We finished first and second last year. Now we're second to last and last this year, the way it looks after the first game. But my point is, and I know I'll get arguments and blah, 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 and somebody will come up with a counterpoint. But I feel like I'm getting more NFL for less now. As far as I could see it on my phone. I could see it everywhere. I'm not being charged for it.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? I know the red zone costs more, but it's part of my package. But they're constantly giving me more and more content and not charging me personally more,
I see what you're saying.
And Disney's trying to charge you for every bit of content. I will give them credit, though. The new Disney Plus format does seem like an awesome deal. I can't wait for that.
You mean their live streaming service?
Yeah, the $12.99, you get Hulu, you get Disney Plus, and you get ESPN Plus.
Yeah, well, that's coming out pretty soon, too, right?
Yeah, November.
November,
that
it?
Yeah, and I can't wait. But why wouldn't you do that? Like, even a rock concert. They should sell it as the first half. Billy Joel plays 8 songs, evacuates the theater. And then if you don't hear piano, man, tough crap. You got to hopefully pay for the second half of it.
There you go.
Or how would you like it also? If you're sitting there, this is another way of looking at it. You're sitting there watching Billy Joel or Bon Jovi or Aerosmith, whoever your favorite is, right?
Yeah.
You're in your seat. You paid for front row like you did at Disney. Then all of a sudden, Bon Jovi decides he's going to sell standing room only and a line of freaking people come and stand right in front of your front row seats.
Yeah.
that's the Christmas party to me, Dan, when they're letting those people in at 7 o'clock. They're butting in my way to see my fireworks.
Well, yeah, because look, on the plaza, they're taking up all the premium seating that used to be just general admission, first come, first serve, right?
Yes.
Years ago.
But, but 100%, but like I'm saying, these people are, and I give them credit, they don't deserve, I'm not mad at them, I'm mad at Disney for allowing the parties in at 7 o'clock, because they aren't allowed on the rides, like I said, but they are allowed to watch the fireworks. They didn't pay for all day. So why am I being punished? Because you're double selling out a crowd. You're doubling the crowd at the fireworks for me. You can't tell me if you didn't let all those party people in, I wouldn't have a better viewing or a better time watching my fireworks or be able to eat easier without all those people being in line.
That's exactly what I was going to say. 80 hours of, it's going to take you longer to eat, or you're going to wait in line longer, or you're going to have a later time to get in there, because a lot of these people are going to show up and want to eat dinner before the party.
That's what a lot of them do. They book an ADR for Be Our Guest or one of the restaurants, and they know they can't go on rides, so they take up the ADRs of the people that paid for the park for the day.
Yeah, so it's infringing on your
the $122 you already paid or $129.
Exactly. It's affecting your day in the park, however you want to say it.
But everybody will defend them and try to come up with counter arguments. But do you agree with my argument? You're sitting there, you're watching Billy, and you're having a good time. You're halfway through the concert. You're like, man, these seats are great. I can't wait to see the finale. And that's what you say about being at the Magic Kingdom. I can't wait to see the finale, see the fireworks, right? That's what you build up the day for. And then all of a sudden, like, 2,000 people come in and stand between your front row seat and the stage. Ain't you happy now, Dennis?
Oh, yeah, that sounds lovely.
Yeah, well, that's what Disney's doing, but everybody wants to defend them for it, and I don't understand it. Speaking of more parties, then, Disney Animal Kingdom to host New Year's Eve for the first time since the millennium. I do love the Tree of Life, Dennis.
Yeah, I know. That's one of your favorites.
I love that. I do miss my harp player, though.
They got rid of him?
Yeah. You where are you been,
buddy? I've been out of the loop for a while. I think maybe I knew that. It's been over a year.
Yeah, it's been a while. Yeah, they got rid of him, and I missed him last time.
Now that you say that, I think I do remember us talking about that.
Yeah, they got some other things going on there which are good, but they're not as good as him. They're kind of like it's kind of like replacing Off Kilter. They keep trying, but they're never going to do it.
No, they ought to just bite the bullet and bring the original back.
100%. For the first time in many years, Disney Animal Kingdom will be hosting a New Year's Eve party on December 31st, 2019. The park will be open until midnight. We don't care about the animals no more. They can listen to it. We'll offer DJs. Of course, I know the rhinos, the white rhinos, really want to hear a DJ in Discovery Island. Asian Dinoland, along with USA. So there's going to be multiple DJs here. There's going to be one in Discovery Island, one in Asia, and one in Dinoland. The tigers and the bats are going to love that music.
My poor gorillas.
Yep. Along with a New Year's Eve countdown show on the Tree of Life. Well, that would be awesome. Unlike the Millennium Celebration that held a fireworks show in the parking lot, New Year's Eve 2019 will not feature any fireworks and will be a music projection and lighting display only. Yeah, the animals won't hear that. The New Year's Eve celebration are part of Disney's Animal Kingdom upgraded holiday offering this year, which will include new decorations and entertainment. They don't have a price tag for this yet.
Yeah, it's interesting, too, because it makes some sense now, particularly with a lot of the construction going on in the other parks. They want to get Animal Kingdom to take some of the load from a guest perspective over there. So I kind of makes sense, but you're right. And we've all done the, the nighttime, what's that show on the water there? I forget the name of it, at the Animal Kingdom.
Lights of Wonder?
Yeah, Wonder of Lights, Lights of Wonder, whatever it is. But it's a different experience. I mean, I wouldn't say it's better
it's okay.
or worse. Right.
It's just a song, the music don't catch it. Just weird.
Right. Right. I mean, I enjoyed it, and I would go see it again. In fact, I will go see it again. But this show that they're mentioning on New Year's Eve, regardless of what they do with projection or whatever, it's still going to be missing something if, you're used to, illuminations or something like that, where, the fireworks and flares and, the finale. I don't know. It seems like it's missing something. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it won't be the same. And I honestly, I'd be over there like worried about the animals. I don't feel like they're going to have shows still at Epcot. They're still going to have a New Year's Eve show. I know that for sure. But I know what you're saying. They're trying. I just feel it's another money grab. It's like we can't have as many people over here, so maybe we'll try to get some more over here.
That's what I think it is. It's just to shift some of the load to, get them over at the Animal Kingdom and out of Epcot or out of Magic Kingdom or whatever's going on. Because they're letting, like we just said, they're letting so many people in, and there's so many different parties and things going on. They have that big old park over there, and if they can, get 100,000 people to go over there and enjoy that, there'll just be less people crowded up at Epcot or whatever. That's what I think.
Yeah, but don't you remember back in the day where they said that there would never be nighttime noise there because of the animals?
Yep.
We got to protect the animals. They would constantly tell you the story that it was all because of the animals.
Yep.
Well, now we're finding out it wasn't all because of the animals, apparently. I don't know.
No, I do know what you're saying, though. I mean, again, giving them the benefit of the doubt, I'll play devil's advocate. I got to assume they have talked to the veterinarians or whatever they call the people that are literally in charge of the animals, and they probably do readings and decibel readings as to what they can or can't withstand. But the bottom line is, with people and stuff going on, it's going to be out of the ordinary from their normal nighttime routine, right? No matter 100%. How loud or soft it is.
100%. It's also like, I will agree, like I've said a million times, like I'm being a little hypocritical here, because I do love the nighttime safari at the Animal Kingdom. I've told you that before, the Kilimanjaro Safari. But I also feel bad. It's like, I'm in, like, it's their time to chill. How late can you do it? I can see the 9 o'clock, but after that, enough is enough already.
Right. And again, we don't know as lay people, but, you know, and I don't know, you know, what they can withstand. But you got to assume that it may not manifest itself in a visual way. I mean, it's probably just added stress for the animals that might not show for 6 months down the road. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they just don't want to hear it. I mean, do you think the lions want to hear Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch? Good Vibrations playing at the top of its loudness across the park? Or, you know, I don't know. Just me.
Probably not.
No, I know my dog don't want to hear loud music. He gets pissed off.
Yeah.
But construction walls are up through our beloved Epcot, Dennis.
Oh, here we go again, right?
I mean, I'm excited about it because me and John have talked, and I love my Epcot, but I do think it, we've talked for years, and we can't complain about this because we've been saying for how long Epcot is long in the tooth in the front. Interventions, the only thing you go through him is for his air condition. I'm more entertained in Mouse Gears than I am in either Interventions.
No, all this stuff is definitely needed. It's just you hate to go through the 2 or 3 years, whatever it is, to get everything. But some of the attractions, like the one over in France and stuff, I mean, I can't wait for that to be done and be able to enjoy it, you know? Yeah. So, you know, it's one of those things we had to go through a couple of years with, like you just said, construction walls.
Green walls. We have the green wall errors over at the Magic Kingdom, and now it's moved to Epcot.
Right. I remember when Magic Kingdom got done, when they finished the Fantasyland expansion, and we kind of all took a breath and said, oh, good, everything's done now. Just a little bit more to go at Downtown Disney, or whatever they call it now.
Disney Springs.
Yeah, I'll still call it Downtown Disney.
So does Brenda.
But yeah, remember we kind of said we were done, and I think a week later they announced all these plans at all the other parks. So here we go again. And I guess it'll never really ever be done.
No, that's what Walt said. It'll never be complete. The thing is, like, Hollywood Studios wasn't as bad because until they started the front with the entrance and all, but when the work was going on there, it was in the back areas that really weren't affecting you as much.
Right.
I mean, once the back lot thing shut down, you were done with the back. And I like Mike Lights Motor Action a little more than you. I just didn't understand why they put me on steel benches, bleachers to fry myself back there.
Yep.
But
you could fry an egg on those bleachers.
Florida Sun, we're going to put stainless steel bleachers out. Enjoy.
Oh, God.
But anyway, Epcot's going to have our walls up, and Epcot's Future World is full of construction walls as early work begins to transform the land into the new worlds. At the main entrance, the majority of the area is walled off for removal of Leave a Legacy and to begin work on the new main entrance. Walls line the edge of the park between Gateway Gifts and Guest Relations. You can see these walls, then. You looking at them?
No, I don't have it up right this second, but I can imagine what they look like. I've seen plenty of construction walls down there.
Yeah, more walls could be found on the eastern side next to Mouse Gear. I mean, dude, it's like cattle chutes all over the place.
Really?
Yeah, there's a lot of walls up. The playground area remains open, but is surrounded by walls. Well, you drop your kid off in there, and it's not going to go nowhere.
That's true.
You put your kid in prison over there now. The future. Now, good, I'm sorry.
No. I was just going to say, like in the front entrance way, I thought I read or heard you guys talking about they're going to put that Walt statue there. Is that correct?
I'm not sure. I mean, I've heard rumors back and forth on that.
Okay. So, you're not sure?
No, I'm not sure about that. But Yeah, the Future World bathrooms near Test Track is also behind walls.
Oh, boy.
According to Disney, when complete, Epcot will be unified with four neighborhoods that each speak to its important aspect of the world and its people. World Showcase, World Celebration, World Nature, and World Discovery. These neighborhoods will be filled with new experiences rooted in authenticity and innovation that take you into the new destinations, where the real is made fantastic in a celebration of curiosity, hands-on wonders, and magic of possibility. Dude, everything's going to change up there. I mean, I could see the Land Pavilion being changed. I could see the over there, the Living Seas. I hope to goodness where Honey, I Shrunk the Audience, they finally do something with that.
Right. Yeah, I mean, again, in general, everything that was announced and everything that's changing, I think it's a positive thing. And, you know, we just wish it would be done and over with. Not that you want to wish away years, but you just would love to go back to a park without construction walls up and be able to enjoy everything. But again, we got to get through a couple of years. In fact, I thought I was reading or listening or heard something. It was the last Illuminations last night or tonight or soon or.
I think it's I think it's this week, Dennis.
Yeah, I thought I'm pretty sure you're right. Or it might be this weekend, or tonight might be it.
For
I'm
some reason,
sure.
I'm thinking September 26th, Dennis.
The 26th.
Yeah, because remember, it was like 3 or 4 days before your trip, or the 29th. It's the end of the month.
Yeah.
Because remember,
really...
you said maybe I could move my trip up a couple days
right,
so I could
right,
see
right.
it. So it's at the
end
of the month.
We did talk about that. You're right. So yeah, that's lousy. I would have loved to have seen it one more time, but. I mean, like you always say, there's a million versions of it on YouTube, and you can see it and hear it. And...
I had it on the other night.
Yeah, but still, see it live one last time would have been awesome.
Last time I seen it was with John and Lisa, so we had a good time. One of the last times. I've seen it a couple times that week, but we seen it with John and Lisa, which was a great time, and John put us right next to the fire cannon, and we didn't even know it. Scared the bejesus out of us. Oh my
well,
God!
That'll be a memory that lasts you a lifetime.
100%.
Remember that forever.
Me and Brenda both jumped in the air, so it was never stood there before. It was over by Norway. There's a little launch area along the fence there,
near the Kringla Bakery somewhere
yeah,
in there.
Yeah, it scared the bejesus out of us. Between the Kringla and the China Pavilion, right there along the fence.
Oh yeah, okay, I know what you mean.
Yeah.
Awesome.
The Fountain of Nations, Starbucks, Club Cool, and the original character spot now behind construction walls. So you can't get your Starbucks no more, Dan.
Oh, boy.
Brenda loved that Starbucks, too.
Yeah, I mean, it was convenient, and it was pretty fast. Even though the lines were often big, you could get right through there pretty quickly. But I thought I read something, or maybe we even read it the other night, that Club Cool is shutting down as well.
Yes, you're going to only be able to get Beverly now at the Springs at the Coca-Cola store. They might bring it back, but right now it's down, and they're supposed to do a pop-up location for Starbucks. It's supposed to be relocated somewhere.
Maybe do a kiosk or something like that.
Yep, and more character-themed wraps coming to the Walt Disney World bus fleet. I think they really look good. The wraps are really nice. Me and Brenda seen a few of them. They really look good.
Yeah.
Cast members got to do a Skyliner, and they said it was hot at the loading area, but was not so bad in the air, but I don't know.
So they're just relying on natural ventilation for keep people cool?
Wow. Yeah, the way it sounds. The Disney Skyliner gondola system will be taking big steps towards opening to guests with the start of cast member previews next week. Cast members of the Guinea Pigs. Cast members of Disney Hollywood Studios will get the first ride during previews September 16th through the 18th. So hopefully John can get on here.
Yeah, and that's what I was going to say. Even though I'm going to miss Illuminations, I should be able to, you know, I'm sure John will do it, but I can do it as well as give you a report, actually do it and let you know how it is. Because, again, I know, I guess I'm sticking up for Disney in a roundabout way here. You know, everybody's rolling their eyes saying, you know, it's why don't they have air conditioning? It just doesn't make any sense. But I'm sure they calculated out the degree days and how hot the average day is in Florida and how many guests and how much heat they generate being in those things. They must have a reasonable expectation that it's not going to be that uncomfortable. Do you know what I mean? Giving them the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah.
I can't imagine those doors are going to open when you get to Epcot and people are going to spill out onto the ground, half passed out from heat exhaustion.
I hope not, Dan. I hope to goodness not.
Go ahead.
We shall see. I mean, I hope it is. I mean, I give them the benefit of the doubt, too. I can't wait to try them. I can't wait to ride into the Riviera or one of the other resorts, have a meal, and maybe take the Skyliner to the park. You follow me?
Yeah.
I think that would be a great time. So I'm hoping. I know it'll be fantastic, too, at night.
Right.
It'll be a nice ride.
Oh, yeah. The view and the, you know, just having a new ride vehicle will be awesome. That goes without saying. But it's just the, you know, at 2 in the afternoon when the blazing sun is coming down
degrees,
in Florida.
100% humidity. I'm scared.
Right. I mean, again, and we don't know how fast this thing is going to move. I mean, maybe that's part of it. They feel that, you know, they're going to move. I mean, I'm thinking of the old, you know, at the Magic Kingdom there, those Skyliner or whatever it was called. You know, those things move very, very slow. Maybe these are going to move a bit quicker so that you will get some sort of, you know, air or wind generated, if you will.
Well, if you remember, they were completely open, too.
Right, true.
You just had some bars around to keep you in, but they were totally ventilated. Like these, hopefully they get the ventilation, and I'm thinking because of the scrims on the windows, kind of like keeps
the UV rays.
Keeps the heat out of them, reflectable. Yeah. It's all reflectable, and then maybe with the air coming in, that's what keeps you cool. I hope they're wonderful, dude. I'm not trying to be against them, but everybody's first instinct was no air in Florida.
Right.
Because even in Florida, when your car windows are down on 95 and you're doing 80, it's still hot.
Well, think about this, Doug. How many times you've been on the monorail and the power cuts out and the AC gets cut off?
Aye.
How hot does it get in there in about two
Blistering.
Minutes? Yeah, especially when you got 17 people crammed in there. I mean, you get stuffy real quick.
Dude, I've been on the Friendship boats a couple times and the air went off.
Yeah.
Everybody has to kick the windows open. And on them, even on the water, it gets a little stifling.
Oh, yeah, because if it's a day with no breeze, it don't matter where you are. No air movement, it don't matter if you open the windows or not. It's just stagnant air.
No, 100%. So I hope it's great. The cast members do a preview the 16th through the 18th. Test flights on the 17th. More cast member previews will take place the 23rd through the 26th for cast members from other locations at Walt Disney World. Skyliner has official opening date to the 29th, then, so you'll be able to be a first hand for us.
If nobody, you know, gets killed riding them or passes out, I just may try it.
Hopefully that nothing happens then.
Yeah. I'm only kidding.
Yes. But I think they look great. I really do. I'm hoping for the best.
Like we always say, anything new that you can do, whether it's a diversion or a, you know, even a minor thing. I mean, we always said for years that we love the Friendship boats and the boats that run on the Sarsaparilla and all that. That's part of the Disney experience. So this added to the repertoire of transport vehicles is a good thing.
No, 100%. Then did you see the details of the new Enchanted Rose Lounge to open at Disney's Grand Floridian Resort?
Is that the one that's replacing the one
Misers.
On the second floor there?
Yeah,
I'm kind of bummed about that. But, let me say it this way. I don't really go to the Grand Floridian that much. I mean, I'll do a monorail, you know, loop now, every now and again, and I would visit Meisner's there. But I don't know. I guess – Well, you're going to tell us about it, right? Is it just a new bar or is it a restaurant?
It's a new restaurant. I'll tell you what, the food looks fantastic, the pictures. Disney has today announced that the upcoming – it's based on Beauty and the Beast, which me and John were pretty, like, weird about. I would have rather seen – I mean, I think more – we don't know why they did Beauty and the Beast and they had the Be Our Guest Lounge. We wish they'd have did something else, but it's just being ticky-tack. But do you agree with me?
Yeah, they got so many other movies and franchises they could have pulled from. Doesn't really make sense. I mean, I know Grand Floridian has the pool out there. Is what is it? Mary Poppins, is it?
Yeah,
I think one of them. And I know they have a lot of statues of Mary Poppins around. So maybe they want to go away from that and do something different. But, yeah, why duplicate the Be Our Guest that they have over at the Magic Kingdom? That's even though we're not big fans of it, it is a popular restaurant. So to do another, Beauty and the Beast themed restaurant there. Doesn't yeah, right. I would have done something different.
They could have did. So, I mean, I know it's not Louisiana, New Orleans, but they could have did Princess and the Frog or anything. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I mean, use one of the other princesses. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah,
but no, just me. It does look great. I'm happy. I'm not complaining. I'm really not. I'm just me, just talking out loud. I mean, that's what we do here, make conversation. I'm just perplexed why they're doing another Beauty and the Beast. It would be like, let's make another, what is the one, the other one over there?
Skipper's Canteen.
Let's do another one of them in the Poly.
Right, right. Not that it would be bad, but why redo it? You already got one.
Yeah, let's take out, we'll get Pat here. Let's take out the, Ohana and put in Skipper's Canteen.
There you go.
See how happy he'd be. I'm just Disney has announced the upcoming Beauty and the Beast Inspire Lounge at Disney's Grand Floridian Resort, which will be named the Enchanted Rose. Located on the second floor, replacing Meisner's and former retail space, lounge featured four spaces inspired by Belle and the Beast, according to Disney. The lounge will include a chandelier inspired by Belle's flowing ball gown, as well as a formal library that will showcase classical barque designs and French furnishing. A garden room will take the inspiration from an enchanted forest surrounding the castle, and an outdoor patio will invoke the romance of the Beast Garden Terrace. The menu will include shareable bites, cheeses, and even caviars. Other options include mini smoked rib sliders, Dennis, which they look incredible, with glazier blue cheese and onion marbleized on a brioche bun.
That sounds good.
No, dude, it looks fantastic. And it would be nice. I like these small plates.
Yeah.
Espalette, pepper spice shrimp or octopus, al palacho with black olives, blistered tomatoes, and a fingerling potatoes. There's also a crab and ganachery gratin, which comes with jumbo lump crab, nachetti, sardine. I know Robbie's lasting at this. Robbie and John. Robilia, Bosnina, Moray, and a citrus breadcrumbs. Truffle fries and house-made flatbread pizza. Featuring charred broccolini, seasoned mushrooms, fennel sausage, ricotta, salata, and tomato confit round out the food. I mean, everything looks exquisite on this menu. I mean, the plates look beautiful. The beverage menu include cocktails and martinis, as well as spirits, beer, cider, and non-alcoholic options for guests of all ages. Featuring cocktails includes beverages such as Island Rose with grapefruit and rose vodka, lime, orgeat, pineapple, bitters, and a rose water. You can also sip a lavender frog with dry gin, English breakfast tea, vanilla and cream, and a garden daisy. Tequila, Midori, lime, egg white, and cucumber. The lounge will also be pouring an extensive collection of wines and champagne glasses. The opening date is still to be announced, but plan to visit the Enchanted Rose this fall. So,
yeah, it still sounds like a, you know, kind of on the upscale type.
It's an upscale upscale lounge is the way.
Yeah, which was kind of what Meisner's was, and you know, it does fit in with the decor of the Grand Floridian. So yeah, I guess it fits. I guess is what I would say.
100%. I mean, I want to go see it, dude.
Yeah, absolutely. Like I said, you know, you get on the monorail and go around the loop there and pop in there and maybe have a lunch and check it out.
I'm going through to see what other news we have here, Dan. New cotton candy, Candy Ardello Aqua Cone, bring frozen fracticles to storybook treats at the Magic Kingdom. So you can go get a new blue ice cream cone, Dennis.
All right. Under the big top.
Yes, under the big top. Hollywood Studios Skyliners Costume, New Paint Animated Courtyard, Yellow White Kabar, Crystal Back in Stock, and more. Bunch of stuff going on over at the studios. So are you excited about going to Star Wars Galaxy Edge then?
Yeah, I was just talking to my daughter about that last night, and I might even said this to you. I mean, I want to see it because it's new, but I am not going to stand in anything longer than an hour and a half wait for anything, whether it's to get in the land or get on an attraction. I
you know, I don't just say that I don't care for Star Wars. I don't. So if I didn't get to see any of it this trip, it wouldn't bother me a bit. But on the other hand, I know my daughter and son-in-law are looking forward to it. So if they want to go on the stuff, I suppose I'll go along with them. But I believe I said this to you a couple shows ago that I was on. I mean, I haven't been on Slinky Dog yet. I haven't even been in Toy Story Land.
Now, did you
studios.
Get fast passes for Slinky Dog now?
She got a bunch of stuff. I haven't really even looked at it, Doug. I've been kind of out of it.
Yeah,
been going
you.
Through some health issues. But
I hope to God she got them for you.
Yeah, oh, I know she did. Or at least I know she tried to get them. And
you
she made all
though.
The ADRs and all that. So hopefully, yes. But I still got a whole bunch of stuff that I haven't seen other than Galaxy's Edge. So again, it's not very high on my priority list. If it works out and I get to see some of it, great. If not, that's great too.
Well, me and Brenda love Slinky Dog, dude. And I like Toy Story Land. The only thing I didn't like about it, I told you before, it's like it's 1,000 degrees in there.
Yeah, you said there's no vegetation or any shade of any sort for the most part.
Andy's dad really pissed me off because he didn't put any trees in his backyard. That's all I'm saying.
I mean, they didn't even plant anything that might mature in a few years. There's nothing.
Yeah, there's some stuff there, Dan, but it was okay. I don't know many people that have I don't know how many acres it is, but say 15 acres that don't have a damn tree on 15 acres. you understand what I'm saying? It's a hell of a big backyard. The guy should have had a few trees gone.
Well, maybe they figured it would have ruined the the size perception, because technically you're supposed to be walking around in the grass. So if you had a 15-foot maple tree in the middle of it, it wouldn't make sense, if you know what I'm saying.
But now you'll go there if you're hot, then you'll tell me how much you'll become Dennis Appleseed. You'll be throwing some freaking trees in. I'm sorry.
No, but like, even look at it, Epcot, you know, like those they're not tapestries, but you know those, like, in the center there where the pin place is, they put those like on wires, they, you know, they kind of put up some sort of shade barrier type things. You know, I can't think of what you call them, but there's ways you could achieve that without actually having trees or whatever.
They could have put up 15 toy kites and made made these kites like they're flying and made like a shade area or something.
Exactly. Yeah, there's a great idea. Yep, that would work too, and it wouldn't ruin the the perception or whatever.
Yeah, made it look like they could have did a big, huge roof and made it look like a bunch of kites flying and had like glass connecting them all so wind couldn't. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
They could design something, but it's too hot over there, man. It really is. I mean, the line for Slinky Dog, the ride is phenomenal, but the ride is the line until you get into Slinky Dog, it's boring as hell. I mean, there's a lot of stuff to look at, but you're outside.
Right, right. And the hotter you get, the more agitated you get, and the less you're liking it type thing.
You're just standing out and eat, like, even Flight of Passage over there at Animal Kingdom, because of the way the plants and all are there, there's areas to be cool, the way you wind all through the trees and stuff.
Yeah,
the landscape, the word I'm going through.
Yeah.
His backyard is just concrete and a fence you're leaning on.
Yeah, that's not good.
No. They could have did better with Toy Story Land as far as the shade.
Maybe they'll build it out as the years go on, but who knows?
Every time we say something on this show, I keep complaining about it, and they listen. Disney, no, I want your opinion on this, your honest opinion.
All right. Okay.
I already know where I'm going with it. I think we've talked about this years ago or so. Disney Vacation Club members now must purchase a minimum of 100 points direct from DVC to qualify for membership extras. According to DVC.com, the new ruling means that Disney Vacation Club members must purchase a minimum of 100 points direct from DVC in order to qualify for club membership extras. The news makes more than a huge 30% increase over a premium minimum purchase requirement of 75 points, which was put into place last year. This came from an even bigger jump from the original minimum of 25 points, which went into effect of 2016. The most likely reason for the new demand looks like a further combat towards high number of owners joining DVC by buying points from the resale market. The new restrictions will take affect December or September 17th and will affect the membership vouchers, which include discounts, access to lounges, special event, evening events, and more. From the membership website, terms and conditions state. Members' extras such as vacation options and Disney Concierge Collection, certain discount offers, and special events are incidental benefits. These incidental benefits are subject to change, termination without notice, may require the payment of a fee, and cannot be combined with any other offer, promotion, blah, blah, blah. That goes on and on and on, Dan. Now, yeah. What's your thoughts about this?
Well, to me, it just further diminishes the value of the vacation club in general. It's
Thank
just
you.
More perks that they take away, and if you ever wanted to sell or a portion of your points or whatever, it's not worth as much, because unless you're buying a block of 100 points, you're not going to be able to get what few perks are left. I mean, again, we've talked about this as nauseam over the years. You used to get a, park tickets when you bought DVC years ago. Those days are long gone. So again, all those extra things that might have made it a good value to me, if I was a brand new vacation club, thinking about buying vacation club, I probably wouldn't buy it now, knowing what I know, what you used to get and what you get now. And they keep putting all these restrictions on, don't allow you to buy them from a third party reseller, which you can save money doing that, obviously. So again, they're just making it so that to me, it's just not worth it.
I just don't know, for the love of God of me, how they can get away with doing and changing the perks. It would be like, okay, the way I look at it, Dan, is, and the reason it gets me is, if you bought your house, Dennis, right, and in 15 years they basically told you you're not allowed to sell it to a certain individual, you can't have your grass this, like if you bought your house and the bank told you, change the rules as you were going along, how happy would you be?
Right. Right. You can't paint your house blue. It's got to be red or white. Only two color options.
And you're only allowed to sell it to us. Well, wouldn't
right.
that lower the value for you?
Yeah, because every time you do that, it just, to me, just decreases the value of the points that you own, because it restricts everything. And I get why they're doing it, but I don't know. Like I said,
it's like DVC communism is what it is, yeah. Dennis. It really is. And a lot of people don't get it. Like, I'll hear vacation club owners or people that have it say, well, you shouldn't get the perks if you buy in the aftermarket. Well, don't you understand all these restrictions that they're putting on the aftermarket is taking the value away from what you own?
Yep, it is. It absolutely is. Because most of the people, when they own, they're happy and they just, happy to own, but they're not thinking about having to maybe sell it down the road and the value that it won't have back, then when you sell it, because somebody's going to say, oh, I'm buying these from you. Oh, well, I can't get into the party, or I can't do this, or I don't get a DVC early
discount.
Entry or a discount, the 10% discount. Yeah, all that stuff. So, once you start taking all those things away, we all know, those of us that have bought and those that haven't bought that have looked into it, it ain't cheap to buy DVC.
No.
They're not giving those things away. And when you take all the good perks away on top of it, you got to go a long way to justify that's a good fiscal decision.
See,
you're making to buy that.
See, if I own this right now, Dennis, I'd be getting a lawyer and I'd be suing Disney. Because it's taking the value away of what I bought from you out of good faith. Because, again,
yep.
You don't know 10 years from now that you don't know if you have to sell. You might get a divorce. You might, somebody in your family might be sick. You've been paying
right.
good for this for years, and you want maximum back from your what you bought. And they're
yep.
taking away the value of what you, under the contract, what you originally signed, they're taking away the value of what it originally was, in my opinion. And
no,
I don't think
are.
It's fair. And it's just them going back to Money Grub and Bob Iger, they sold so much inventory that now they're getting upset because there's inventory out there and it's taken away from people buying their new inventory. It's
right.
all about the bottom dollar for them. They don't care about you. And I don't understand how, if I was a part of your community, I'd be getting a petition or I'd be getting something with all the other vacation club members out there and I'd be fighting this because it's taken away the value of what you guys originally bought.
Yeah, it does. And I mean, I don't got my paperwork out here, Doug, but I guarantee you. And when we bought, it's almost like when you bought your house, all the papers you sign. I guarantee you there's a clause in there that says they reserve the right to change perks
But
and blah, blah, blah,
it
blah,
still don't
blah.
make it right. I'd be
No,
getting it.
no. I'm,
But
but
even
I'm
if it's
just,
in there, then you're right.
yeah.
But I would be getting it. I would get the DBC community. I might even do it without being an owner, just because I know so many of you do. I don't know why
Yeah.
all of us together as a group don't start bitching and complaining and bringing this to the attention of the media of what's going on with this. I mean, you
Right.
hear about, and I used to, dude, I probably got hundreds and hundreds of people to buy DVC because I always said how good it was. I
Yeah.
backed it. I thought I almost became a salesman for them. I looked into it. It was me doing my vacation club and being a travel agent. All you could get
Right.
into that pretty easy,
Oh, yeah.
and my knowledge of homes and but I know a lot. I'd be good at it. And
Yeah.
the point is, it's like you hear all these other timeshare scams, and I would say, yeah, but Disney ain't like that. Disney ain't a timeshare scam. They're
Right.
turning into a timeshare scam.
Yeah. I totally agree with you. It's the value's not there.
This
No doubt
announcement
about it.
probably cuts the value of your vacation club in half, Dennis.
Yep. I like I said, if I was buying fresh today, I was starting out, I probably wouldn't buy, given the current perks that they're offering and what they've taken away over the last 15, 20 years.
No, and I hate to get in an uproar like this, but it's because I care. Like, I know you, John, Pat, I can go Judith, all you guys own. It's not fair to you, all the stuff they keep taking from you. I mean,
No.
literally, we need to start a coalition in March, and all the DVC members should say something to Disney. I'm so tired of everybody turning a blind eye. Like, it's like they don't want to admit that, like, it's so sad that nobody can admit that Disney's doing anything wrong. Don't you feel that way about a lot of them? It's like you're going
Yeah.
against the country.
Right. And the thing they do have is they have what do you call it? DVC owner. They have a meeting once a year down there in Orlando, and you can go. Any owner is welcome to go, and it's an open, like a board meeting type thing. And that would be the great opportunity to bring that up. I mean, it would be ugly, but that's the all the whatever, whoever it is, the president of DVC and all that. Any owner has the right to question or ask for answers to stuff like this. And who knows, maybe there are people that have the same opinion as you and I do that do bring that up, and it'd be nice to hear what they have to say about that.
Yeah, well, I've never seen it, and there needs to be there's a hundred there's thousands and thousands and thousands of you guys that
Yeah.
the values are just. I compare it to you own this house in a beautiful neighborhood, and all of a sudden the one guy in the neighborhood, plants turds in his backyard and don't paint his house. It's not fair to you. You're losing your value.
Right. Well, like they, the other alternative is, it's a free country. Maybe it's time to bail out, get your money back, and or recover what you can and get out before it gets any worse.
Yeah, it's sad. It really is. I don't know. Theme club cool merchandise moved to the Mouse Gear in Epcot, so you can get some of that over there. That's about it. There's not much more. New Maleficent movie, which I really did enjoy the first one. I didn't think I would, but that's coming out soon.
Nice. I kind of like that one too. I remember that one.
Yeah, it was one of those ones where I didn't think I was going to like it, and I did.
Yep, I went into it with zero expectations.
And it was very good.
Yeah.
So, but that's about it for this week, Dan. I'll let you
All
go. I
right.
know you got to get your Sunday going. Because I bitched and complained to you for about 15 minutes before the show started. I know
That's
you're
all
over me
good.
by now.
No, it was good to do a regular Sunday show with you, and maybe I'll be on a little more often going forward.
Yeah, one more thing, Dan. You were a part of the show when we were doing this.
Yeah.
Again, with the money grubbing. The
Yeah.
Fuel Rod kiosk is changing to remove free unlimited swapping graphics at Magic Kingdom. They're saying they're going to start charging now for you to trade out your fuel rod.
Oh, that way. I know. I didn't understand what you were saying. They're going to start charging you, so it's not free swapped outs now. You got to pay for each swap out.
Yeah, since the arrival at Disney Park, parks guests have turned to countless trusted fuel rod kiosks for the first $30 fuel rod starter kit, enjoyed years of unlimited free swapping once the battery ran out. Recently reported on an arrival at the fuel rod kiosk at Disneyland, that they no longer showed the free unlimited swapping designation on the front, instead replaced it with merely swappable. The chance that coming to Walt Disney World was imminent, but not certain, but it seems the changes are already starting to sweep the Magic Kingdom.
How much of it?
I don't
how
know.
How much are they charging?
It isn't saying it now, but apparently they're going to start charging a few bucks. And I just don't like this, dude. I mean, we have one at the I'm looking here to see if it's saying anything. The free and low swapney is not available at every fuel rod kiosk around the world. Anyway, I know ours here at the local outlets, it's still free.
Yeah. I mean, the last time I did one, I used the one at Riverside, and it was free.
Yeah, so hopefully we get down to this, but come on, man. I mean, we're spending our money. Like, can't you just leave us have something then?
Right. Well, it's almost the same thing you were just saying about DVC. We, you know, people bought these things based on the fact that they could get free swap outs for the length of the time that they own it. And now a couple of years into it or whatever it's been, they change it up. And, you know, you might say, oh, a buck or two is not going to kill you, but it's more principle than anything else, you know?
It's like, how much is enough already? I mean, for God's sakes, just like with the refillable mugs, you got to wait so long. I mean, like everything.
Right.
It's like everything you used to. They're. That's what is turning your stomach. It's like, Dennis, you just. You know, I never felt like they were trying to grub every last. Like I said, there is going to be a Wreck-It Ralph at the exit of every resort that grabs you, turns you upside down, and shakes every last dime out of you.
Yep. I mean, we used to joke about that Disney gets the last dime, but it really is true now. And you're right, it's nickel and dime, you know? Just that thing you mentioned with the fuel rod. I mean, you know, a buck here, a buck there. At the end of a vacation, you know, 50, 60, 70 of those bucks added up of all the things you used to get for free, or at least you bought under the pretense of getting stuff for free, and now they're charging you for it.
Yeah.
You know, you can add into that the parking fee at the resorts and on and on and on and on.
Oh, yeah, like you're renting a car this time. I had to call you up to remind you, and you
yep.
remembered, but I was worried
yep.
about that.
Right.
Dennis, you know that you're going to have to pay another $100 or $200 because you're there 8 days or whatever for your
yep.
parking.
20
make,
times,
Does that make you feel good?
No, it's just, you know, but again, I hope that it works out for me. I'll just say, well, Disney, you would have got your money some other way, whether it was going out for an extra ADR that we won't do now because we got to pay for that. So you're not going to make out on it. But again, who loses in the end?
You.
We do.
Yeah,
exactly.
It's just like, again, you never felt so nickel and dime like you do now. You just feel like, I'm surprised, like New Jersey, if you sell your house here now and move somewhere else, they've
yeah.
always had it. It's called an exit tax. I don't know if you guys have that in up where you live, do you?
I'm not sure, Doug.
Yeah, it's like 8% or whatever. What they do is that when you sell your house, if you don't buy another house in New Jersey, you got to pay an exit tax if you move out of state. If you
like the last kick in the you-know-what before you leave.
Yeah, what it's from is a lot of people were leaving the state without filing their New Jersey taxes the following year. What happens is they take 8% of the sale of the house and put it in escrow. And when you file your taxes the following year, you get the money back. But they hold the money and collect interest off it for you.
Right, right. So they settle your tax bill. If there's anything left, you get it back.
Yeah, so there you go, money grubbing Bob Iger. Why don't you charge an exit tax when you leave the parks?
Yeah, your vacation's over. You got to put money in escrow in case any more charges come up against your account.
Or just charge the leave. Like, I don't know why I said it a million times. I just stood up and ripped the headphones off my head.
Uh-oh.
I said, I'm waiting for them to put the Easy Pass in underneath that beautiful sign that we have going in and out of the park. I don't know why they don't charge you to go in and out. They should have a toll.
Yeah. Buck ahead or buck a car, everyone coming under the sign and leaving.
Well, Lou Mangiello will say they're doing it for you. Like, if you don't ride Magical Express in and you bring a car in, there should be a toll. Why not charge you $5 every time you go in and out then?
Yep. Then on top of the resort fee, now you're up to $300.
Yeah, I'm just saying it tongue in cheek, but it's a toll road coming into any entrance of the parks now.
Yeah, you're right.
So anyway, Dan, I'll let you go watch some football. If
you
notice, I didn't bring anything up about the Patriots or AB.
No, it's been quiet. I guess he's going to play, though, so we'll see.
Well, you know what me and John call now. Any disgruntled Disney, anybody guest that's on Disney property that causes trouble are called ABs now.
Ah, good idea. Only we'll know what that means.
Yes, it's the ABs. So John tells me about how many ABs he had each day. So that's our new slogan for that.
All right.
But they play the Dolphins today, so you guys have no shot at losing that game.
Don't say that. We're like 1-6 the last seven times out down there.
Well,
I don't know what it is.
That seems to be they seem to be playing not to win this year.
They're tanking it, are they?
Yes, they're doing tanking for Tua.
There you go.
They really are. I haven't heard that said yet, but they're tanking for Tua is what I'm saying.
They probably should if they're that bad.
Yeah, they are, dude. They're horrible. I mean, Lamar Smith threw 5 touchdowns.
Oh, boy.
So. But anyway, you have a great day. Everybody out there, please be kind to one another. And, Dennis, thank you for filling in. I hope
no
this
problem.
Becomes more of an exception. I mean, more of the rule and not the exception. I hope you get to join us more at the pub now. It's nice. Your seat didn't even have to be dusted off.
Yeah. I just used it the other night, so it worked out good.
Yeah, I even left the cover off of it. You know, we have a cover, like a car cover, on your stool that says the voice of reason for you, so it don't get too dirty.
That's nice.
You know, Judith paid for that. She sent the money in for that, especially embroidered cover.
Thank you, Judith.
Yeah, so. All right, Dan, we love having you on the show. Have a great day. Go get that dog of yours. He seems like he's
all
missing
right.
you.
Yeah, he's being a pain.
All right.
Good night, everybody. Good
Bye.
Day, everybody.
Bye.
See you, Dan.
That's it, guys. We're going to pay our tabs, hop off our stools, and head on home. But we really appreciate you guys listening. If you could, please head over to iTunes and leave us a review. Also, if you could, follow us over on Twitter at WDW Main Street. You can find John at Beer Solo. You can find me at good old Grumpy 6767. And you can find us all at our website. It's all in WDW. Everybody be kind to one another, and we will talk to you soon. Bye-bye.